Zain Tevis, Monday, 2nd of January. Rabbi Mendy Chizik, Yosef Shavua to Yankov.
Standing speaking on a bank holiday reminds me of a Gemara, Brochus, Samach Gimel on the base. The Gemara Brochus tells us, Tony Rabbonon, Keshenichnus to Rabbi Seinu to Keren Biyavne, when Achachomi went to learn in Keren Biyavne, they were there, Gedoyle, Gedoyle, Tanoim, and Hoschu Kulom Bechvoit Achsamya. The first opening words were thanks to the Achsamyas, Rashi explains, the Bengalus. They're thanking their hosts. Later, the Gemara tells us Rabbi Yehuda had his own drosha for the day. And Rabbi Yehuda's drosha at the time was that we feel as if Torah has been given to us again. Every day that we come to learn here in Keren B'Yavne, it's Ke'ilu, the Torah has been given again. So Rabbi Yashu Zazan Gazunt explains that the time that Klal Yisrael were in was a time of Golus. And the people felt, what's their learning worth? How can they achieve Godless with their learning? How can they get somewhere? We're in Golus. So Rabbi Yashu, the Gemara is telling us that the biggest praise you can give to Klal Yisrael is that even in the days of Golus, even in the days when the Torah is so less compared to what it used to be, if Aval became Klal Yisrael, still show a chashivos to Torah, and still come and learn, that's telling us, that's ke'ilu, that we feel as if the Torah was given today. When we come together on a bank holiday, when it's a day when people have got a time off work, yet they come to sit and learn and hear words of Torah, it's inspiring to know and understand that we are ourselves the Keren B'Yavne. We're in the Golos in Keren B'Yavne, and yet we feel as if we are receiving the Torah fresh today at Har Sinai. We have a Moedik and Maisa in this week's Parsha, which I want to talk a little bit about. Yaakov Avinu calls in Yosef, Chazal tell us, he felt his days were coming to an end. Vayikro livnoi li Yosef, he called in Yosef, and he asked him to make a shvuah. Please, he said, promise me, Al nosik bereini b'mitzrayim. Please don't bury me in Mitzrayim. The Mefarshim point out already that there's a triple loshen over here. Yaakov seemed to say to Yosef in a lot of unnecessary words. First of all, he said, Al nosik bereini b'mitzrayim. Please don't bury me in Mitzrayim, which seems simple, simple enough. Yaakov continues, Unsosani mi Mitzrayim, carry me out of Mitzrayim. Well, isn't that obvious? If you're not going to be buried in Mitzrayim, you've got to be taken out. And then he carries on. Ukvar tani bikvurosom, bury me in the cave of my ovis. There's a new sefer which has just come to the shores of England called Vesholal lo Yechso. And in there he brings down from the Gedolei Achronim a lovely pshat. Yaakov Avinu said three times, in three different expressions, take me out of Mitzrayim. So the same verse follows. Rashi brings down, Kiyodua, the reasons why Yaakov did not want to be buried in Mitzrayim. Rashi gives us three reasons. Number one, says Rashi, that the earth of Mitzrayim will be full of kinim. It will be full of lice. And Yaakov Avinu said, I don't want to feel that. Please take me out. The second reason Rashi brings down is that Tchias HaMesim has to go through a person rolling, sort of going underground, an underground journey. And Yaakov Avinu said, I don't want that. Why should I have to go through that Gilgul Mechilois, travel underground if I can be buried in Eretz Yisrael? And Rashi gives a third reason. I don't want to be made into an Avodah Zarah. If I'm left in the shrine, they'll turn me into an Avodah Zarah. I don't want that. So Rashi gave us three reasons why Yaakov Avinu did not want to be buried in the shrine. For Kinim, for his journey towards Tchias HaMesim, and because he didn't wish to be made into an Avodah Zarah. Stated by Sholom Yechso, that Yaakov Avinu said three different requests, take me out of Mitzrayim, to cover each different reason. First of all, Yaakov said, Al no sik bereini b'mitzrayim. Don't bury me in Mitzrayim! the reason of Kinim is sufficient. I don't want the lice. Don't bury me in Mitzrayim. But for that alone, Yosef could have said, okay, if you don't want to suffer the Kinim, if that's the only reason, I could put you in an oren, in a coffin. I could put you in a coffin. All the Shivtei Koh were buried in an oren. They were in Mitzrayim, and the Kinim didn't get them. So Yosef said to his father, if the only problem you've got, my dear father, is the Kinim, I'll not bring you to Mitzrayim, I can put you in an oren. Yaakov continued and said, no. Unsosani mi Mitzrayim ukvartani. Take me out. Take me out. And if I'm left here, even in an oren, they might turn me into an avodah zarah. I've got a second reason. Don't just leave me here in an oren and think you're done with the reason of kinim, of lice. I'll be turned into an avodah zarah. Unsosani mi Mitzrayim. So Yosef could have said, okay, father. So for that, I'll bury you just outside the walls of Mitzrayim. Just outside the walls of Mitzrayim. And then, no kinim. And you haven't got the problem of Mitzrayim making you an avodah zarah. I'll put you outside. Said Yaakov, I want a third thing. Ukvar tani bikvu rosom. I want to go to the cave of my ovus. I don't want any journey towards Techiyas HaMeisim. I want to be there already. Shteitim b'shalol yachsol. Yaakov was medayek. Every one of his three reasons, which explains Rashi beautifully. But I want to ask a kasha today. Not my kasha. The Hafla in the Sefer Ponim Yochus al HaTorah asks an incredible kasha. There's a Gemara in Chagiga and in Adorim, and the Gemara discusses the idea of a person making a shavua, an oath, to fulfill a mitzvah. All of us are mochia b'mitzvahs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when He gave us the Torah at HaSinai, put on us a shavua that we've got to fulfill the Torah. And we are all considered to be mushba v'oimed, already promised. Well, every time I do a mitzvah, I've already promised to do that mitzvah. There's a shavua on every single one of us. Not from today, but Mehar Sinai. The Gemara discusses the Chagiga. What if a person wants to make a Shavua, that he'll do a mitzvah? Minayan, says the Gemara, how do I know that I can make a Shavua to do a mitzvah? And the Shavua should be chal with its full weight, that I've got a Shavua on a mitzvah. How do I know a shavua on a mitzvah works? It's the Lashon HaGemara. And the Gemara brings a posuk in Tehillim. Minayin shenishvoin lekaimes ha-mitzvah. Gemara Chagiga Daf Yud. Domar Rav Gidl Omar Rav. Shenema. A posuk in Tehillim. Nishpa'ati amidashvua v'akayema. Nishpa'ati v'akayema. I can make a shavua and to fulfill the mitzvahs. Wonderful. Asks the Ponim Yochus. That's wonderful. It's very nice. But why did you miss out a posuk in the Torah? Why does the Gemara go in search of a posuk in Tehillim that can make a shavua to keep a mitzvah? This week's extra sufficient. Yaakov Avinu commanded Yosef. He said, please Yosef, I'm begging you, v'shachavti im avoisai, please take my body to Eretz Yisrael. And he made a shavua. Hishov oli! Make a shavua to me! Vayishov aloi! And Yosef made a shavua. Asks the Gemara, asks the Ponim Yochus. Said the Gemara is looking for a source that one can make a shavua on a mitzvah. Surely you've got a wonderful makor. Yosef, as we understand, had a shavua on him. Mehar Sinai, Kibbutz. He's got the mitzvah Kibbutz. And he's now being placed upon him a shavua on a mitzvah. His father said, make a shavua to do what I want. Make a shavua, you'll fulfill the mitzvah. And the Gemara doesn't mention it at all. The Gemara's only makor for shavua to fulfill a mitzvah is from a posuk in Tehillim. Nishpati v'akayimah. asks the polygraphers, what's wrong with our pasuk? A pasuk in our Torah, in our pasuk. The polygraphers wants to explain that the chiddush of the Gemara is that although one is already sort of mushpa from Har Sinai, one can still add another shvuah onto that. Says upon the office, you can't still arrive from Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik is long before Har Sinai. The whole chiddush the Gemara is looking to find is where Klal Yisrael, who accepted the Torah at Har Sinai, had a chiyuv to keep the Torah from then, and yet we can still make a shvuah after that to fulfill HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rotzon. Says the Gemara that I can find in Tehillim Nishbati Vakayema. But to, says the Ponim Yofus, to bring a source from our parasha of Yosef HaTzadik, what did Yosef have already? There's no Har Sinai. There's no Mushba V'Oimid Me Har Sinai. Yosef made a shavuot to fulfill his father's request. I cannot say, says the Ponim Yofus, that that falls under the category of Mushba at Har Sinai. The Ma'aril Diskin, Gaon of Yisholeib, Rav of Yisholeim, before that Rav Brisk, mentions this kasha, and this is a very nice vort. I think that maybe it's kedai to preface that with the Merida Kamaisa, which is brought down about to Yisholeib on this week's parsha, when a group of men wanted to get together to build a hospital in Yisholeim. They came to Hagon and Yisholeib and asked them for a bracha. And Yisholeib answered them very sharply, and they got a shock. He said, "Yihirotzoin sheloi tishre shchino. May the shchino not rest, but ma'aseh yodeichem in your work. The shchino should not rest with your work." And they were quite shocked, until a few minutes later they realized he was actually giving her a bracha. Rashi in this week's parasha tells us that Yaakov Avinu bowed to the Rosh Hamitah, the head of the bed. Says Rashi, because the Shechina is above the bed of a chole. Above a chole, above an ill person, the Shechina rests. So when the delegation came to Rabbi Sholeib and they asked for a brocha to be matzliach in building their hospital, he said, I hope you have no... He was beautifully hinting, I hope you have no ill people there. There should be no shechina of a ma'asa yadechem. There should be no shechina in your building. It should be empty of choylim. The Alter Magid of Yerushalayim, the Ben Tzion Yagla Zecher Tzadik Nevrocha, adds to that story that the brocha of a b'sholeib came out, la'emes la'mitoy, because the plot of land that they bought didn't actually host the hospital for various reasons. The building was moved elsewhere, which later became the famous Shari Tzedek Hospital, but the plot of land that they'd asked to be shown for bracha for didn't have any shchinah ma'aseh yadechem, baruch Hashem, no chayim in that area. Says the Bishwaleib, Yaakov Avinu was well aware of the worry of putting a shavua on Yosef if he was already sort of mushba v'oymed min Har Sinai. Yaakov knew about it. It bothered Yaakov. It was a concern. And Yaakov therefore took action to get around that. It says in Shulib, Yaakov did not command Yosef and say, you must do what I say. He said, please do me a favor. I'm not commanding you. Do me a favor. There's no kibbut av here at all. Listen to the Loshan. He said to him, Im no motsosi chein beinachom. Please, if I find favor in your eyes, for siso imodi chesed ve'emes, do a kindness. Says the Bishualeib, Yaakov is not imposing kibbut av on his son at all. He's asking him as a favor to do it. So you're all thinking, one second, if my father wants this favor, then that's kibbutz. Says Rabbi Shua Leib, no. And we'll put a riot in a minute. Kibbutz av is if a father asks, please do this for me. But if a father merely makes a request with a please and doesn't say, do it, even if we all know that that is the rotzoin ha'av, even if everybody in the room knows, I know that's what he wants, that isn't kibbutz av. Kibbutz av is when a father commands and says, please do this for me. And Yaakov didn't ask Yosef that request. Sure, if I'll do a favor for him. A kibbutz av wasn't. Please do me a favor. A favor, that's not kibbutz av. He was not mushed by me, Har Sinai. Hagam, the rotzoin ha'av was very clear. We know what he wanted. I'll show you Gemara in a minute. But the rotzoin ha'av does not make kibbutz av. That my father told me, you have to work with another non-Jewish guy, non-Jewish doctor. And the doctor said to my father, I can tell there's something wrong with the way we the non-Jews are bringing up our children. So my father said, no, it's here. So he said, I offered my son, I think it was £5 to mow the lawn. And he said, Daddy, he said, well, Dad, I'll give you a tenner if you leave me alone. The rotzoin ha'av might not have made it kibbutz av ha'im, but for the money, wasn't a child prepared to do it. Kibbutz av ha'im. The Chazal bring down. If you look at the mitzvah of kibbutz av ha'im, the Torah tells us, Lema'an ya'arichun yomecha. I saw Moed Gepshatim on the Gedolei Achronim recently. When a child is mekayim kibbutz av ha'im, he thinks, okay, I'm going to get long life. It's much more than that. The kibbutz av ha'im is not just because I serve my parents, I get long life. Your parents' request is that you should live long to keep serving them. Lema'an ya'arichun. They, the parents, will extend your life. Ya'arichun, the title of everything, they will make it long. Your parents will request, Makadosh Baruch Hu, keep my child b'olam hazeh because I need them to serve me. So we shouldn't just think, well, we hear the bottom, we should leave. Ah, it's not kibbutz av. Oh, it's so easy. Kibbutz av is only if they command me, otherwise not. If we do the rotzoin ha'av as well, you will get the brach of l'man ya'arichun yamecha. There's a sepona, the end of Vayitzeh, unbelievable sepona. Lavanah, it's mamash kedai to look it up. When Lavanah Arami chased after Yaakov Avinu, and he said to Yaakov Avinu, why didn't you give me a chance to say goodbye to my family? You just ran away. What's the matter? Says the Sepona, Lavan had a very deep-rooted taina against Yaakov. Unbelievable words. He says, you've stolen from me an opportunity for me as a father to bless my children. The brocha of a father to a child is so strong. You stole that from me. I cannot forgive you for that. That's Lavan talking. So Sepona, the brocha of a father to a child is so strong. Lavan had a taina. Why did Yaakov take it away? And we find that so brought down from the Gedolei Kadmonim, Ivay Yeshev. Two psukim next to each other, which seem to have no connection. After Yosef was sold, the Posek says, at the end of Lamed Ches, end of Perek Lamed Ches, Vayevk Oysi Ovi, Yaakov cried for his son. And the next Posek starts, for Yosef, who had Mitzrayim, Yosef taken down to Mitzrayim. And if you go through Psukim, fine. Yaakov cried, Yosef and Mitzrayim. Shleitim Tzioir HaMoreh. Like a Valdiga Vod. He says there's a Keshe between the two. When a father cries for a child, Yaakov's tefillis achieved that Yosef didn't go far from home. It's a Mitzrayim. He'd make his way back. Vayev oisoy oviv, his father cried, tears of a father, and Yosef hurav Mitzrayim. And no further away. The world's a big place. Who knows where Yosef could have ended up? Oh, Vayev oisoy oviv. It's an opportunity to mechazik ourselves in kibbutz av. But we understand that surely it was what that he didn't put over here the mitzvah kibbutz av. Hagam that was rotzna av. So rotzna av. Yosef knew what Jacob wanted, but kibbutz says it surely he said, please do it for me. I'm not commanding you to, but forcing you to. Please do it. Rabbi Uvin Gozovsky, Zecha Tzadik Levrocha, the son-in-law of Hagon and Baruch Be'er, Zecha Tzadik Levrocha, of Kamenetz, Rabbi Uvin brings a raya to this yesoid from a Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Lamed Aleph. The Gemara there says, if a child is stuck between a rock and a hard place, his father's asked him for a drink of water, and his mother has asked him for a drink of water. Who's he going to serve? Says the Gemara, no problem. Your mother is also obligated to honor your father. Leave your mother for the moment and go and see to your father. Gemara in Kiddushin Lamed Aleph. Says Rav Reuven, one second. It doesn't say anywhere later that after you've given your father the drink, then go and give your mother. Tosh Davis. Yes, you're all thinking it's common sense. Says Rav Reuven, no, not at all. At the time your mother asked, you were prohibited from doing it. Because you've got to serve your father. Atova imecho are both obligated to honor your father. So you're prohibited from honoring your mother. 2 minutes later, you know she wants a drink. Yeah, but now she hasn't asked you. And a rotzoin isn't kibbutz avayim. You haven't got the chiyuv to go and do it. I'm not saying common sense doesn't tell me to go and do it. But says Rabbi Reuven, as kibbutz, I can't say that. At the time you were demanded, you're part of it. Later, that's only a rotzoin. And rotzoin is not kibbutz avayim. We hope this Yad HaShemayah today to look at a different Gemara, and hopefully be zeicha b'siyat d'shmaya, to look at the kasha of the Ponim Yofas again, and have perhaps a different way to answer this kasha. Let's quickly recap. The Ponim Yofas asked, why is it that the psukim over here are not brought as the makor for shvuah on a dvar mitzvah? The Gemara in Shas looks for a source that one can make a shvuah on a mitzvah. The Gemara finds a pasuk in Tehillim, and the Ponim Yofas asks, why no raya from here? So Ponim Yofas answers, because here it's not, there's no shvuah from Har Sinai, whereas later there was. The Maharad Diskin answers, here there wasn't a shvuah on a mitzvah, there wasn't a kibbutz over here. I'll share with you today a Gemara in Tanis, Daf Hei Amud Beis. Gemara in Tanis. Where Rav Nachman and Rav Yitzchok were having a discussion, and Rav Nachman was asking Rav Yitzchok many, many kashas from different psukim. So the Gemara, Rav Nachman and Rav Yitzchok were sitting at a suda. So Rav Nachman said to Rav Yitzchok, Rabbi, teach me something. So he first said to him, please wait, he said, Hochi Omar Rav Yechanan, Ein Meisichen Besuda, I'm not going to talk while I'm eating. Boss of the sword, after they'd eaten, Omale, Rabbi Yitzchok said, Hochi Omar Adechenen, Adechenen taught us that what? Yaakov Ovinu Loimis. Yaakov didn't die. Famous Chazal, we can all quote it. What does it mean? Omale, Rabbi Nachman said back to him, Rabbi, you can say the words, but what do you mean? V'chim bechdi softu saftanya. What? The Hespedim are a waste of time. What, these Hespedim were just, what, fancy, what were they there for? The Chontu Chantayel, and they just, what, the Chanotah, the mummifying of Yaakov, just, what, that didn't happen? The Kovru Kivraya, and the whole Canaan was a waste of time? What are you talking about? What do you mean Yaakov Bivinu Loimes? Did he not die? Was he not mourned? Did he not wrap him up his body? What do you mean Yaakov Bivinu Loimes? Omale. So Nachman said back to him, 3 words which I'll discuss. Mikro ani doyush. I've got a posuk, and I cannot budge from that posuk. And he brings a raya from the psukim, which imply HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Yaakov Avinu, you are alive. If Nachman has told us Yaakov Avinu lo yemeis, the Metzius seems to go completely contrary to that. He apparently died. They wrapped his body. They mourned for him. They buried him. Says the Nachman, say what you want. Yaakov Avinu lo yemeis. I've got a pasuk. Mikro anidosh. There's a choshen sefer from the Gedolei Yerushalayim, the Blazer Yehuda Waldenberg, the Tzitzel Yezer, and Chilek Yudalid. It's printed there what he said at the Siyam. He brought a Yisoid from the Mashkiach, the Bleib Chasman, a Gewaldi Gewalt. We all know that imagine I was to hear a voice coming from the next room. And I'm sure it's my friend's voice, Ruvain. I recognize the voice. I know whose voice it is. It's Ruvain's voice. If I go next door and I see a Shimon, okay, I was mistaken. I thought it was Ruvain, but I can see a Shimon. I thought it was Ruvain, yes. From your ears thought it was Ruvain. But if you can see, seeing is believing. Apparently so. I'm happy to get rid of my hearing because I can see it. I see it better. Says Ibn Chasman, and the posuk in the Torah is even above seeing. As long as you are happy to agree that seeing is better than hearing, and your seeing is stronger, and you're happy to deny what you thought, you presume that's him because I heard, but my seeing is stronger. If I have a posuk in the Torah, then the posuk says you saw wrong as well. You actually saw wrong. You saw completely wrong. You thought you saw this, like you thought you heard. So your hearing was wrong, your seeing is also wrong. Mikro anidosh. And the Oyoyeg of Reb Chasman takes it a stage further with a famous machloikus in Shas, Beishamai and Beisilom. Beishamai, as we go through Shas, we find Beishamai to be a captain, very strict, very tough. Think of the story of Beishamai and the Ger. And Beisilom is the Rachmon, the ultimate merciful God. Everything's fine, it's soft, it's easy. No, not a problem, no. If you look in the Mishnah Gittin that Tzadi, you find the opposite. The Mishnah discusses, when is a man allowed to give his wife a get? So the Mishnah there, Beishamai hold, only Erevas Lava, only something very serious. Beishamai says, no, even Hikdichot Havshiloi, she's burnt the cooking, she's burnt it, whatever, you can go, that's it. Hikdichot Havshiloi. And the Poshim say, a little tight, Hikdichot Havshiloi, if a woman burns the food, so Tzadeka says, I'll have the burnt part and he'll have the good part. If she's at 50-50, she says, we'll share it. I'll have half the burnt, half the good, and he'll also have half-half. But if Hikdichot Havshiloi, she says, you have all the burnt part, Takash has got to go. Oba, says the Bleib Chasman, Pshatazoi. You thought till now that Beishamai Beisilel, Beishamai is a tough one, Beisilel is a soft one. Not true at all. Beishamai Beisilel had their own Derech HaChaim, which we don't understand. When it came to different machlokes, they said, forget where we lead our own personal lives. Mikrani Doilish. Adash Pesukim. The reason I say this halach over here is because Mikrani Doilish. It's got nothing to do with my own personal behavior. The way I feel sorry for a man who comes and wants to get, that's irrelevant to the way I dash my halachas in the Torah. Mikrani Doilish. With that, Efshon if Ashtayim good, that even though it might have looked like Yaakov Avinu was dying, he didn't. Yaakov Avinu lo yemeis. Mikrani Doilish. The shvur here, it looked like a shvur. Yaakov seemed to be requesting, please bury me. It wasn't a shvur. He wasn't requesting anything real. As the Gemara says, they looked like it. Yes, our eyes, to the naked eye, would appear that they took Yaakov's body, they put it in the honor in it, and it's right. It didn't happen. Yaakov Avinu, Chazal tell us, lemeis, mikrani doyish, and the Gemara knew the mikrani doyish, so the Gemara cannot possibly bring a raya whatsoever. For the psukim of Yaakov telling Yosef Merimi, the whole thing was, as Chazal tell us, mikrani doyish, and nothing that really happened. Chazal tell us, Yaakov Avinu, lemeis, giving a Torah, a Chaim, a Tayomim, may attack a Bezirch to the brochas of the Torah, the Torah should live on forever, Chazak, the brochas of the parashah, Chazak, Chazak, Venis Chazik.